help on it. I think, you know, it's a great thing that they come here because this program is going to be where it needs to be in a couple of years and maybe even now, you know, you don't even know. So, you know, we're pretty excited that they came and you're going to help our team a lot.
Did they surprise you what you've seen of them since they've been here?
You know, since watching them from high school, I mean, they've been doing what they've been doing for years and, you know, except they've been, you know, different aspects. I think, you know, Adam's got a lot stronger. Mike's got a lot better with his, you know, shooting and ball handling and stuff like that. And his leadership skills have gotten a lot better, I think, too, when he's been down here. So, you know, they've surprised me a lot. And, you know, just stuff like that, good qualities that they have that you know, they'll help this team in the future.
Look at you played a multiple of positions. Last year, you're the five. Year before, you're the three. You're probably three, four, five, whatever. You feel like you're in physical shape to handle all those roles effectively?
You know, been working a lot on my footwork. I think just a lot. You know, the problem I had last year was, you know, my defensive. I wouldn't stay down in stance, and I've been working on that a lot this, you know, summer and fall and stuff like that while we're conditioning, just making sure I'm down when I'm tired and not stand up, and because that, you know, that got me a lot of foul trouble last year. And that's, you know, I'm ready for whatever physical tasks I have. If they need me to play three, four, or five, you know, I'm willing to do it. So,
do you like that? Well,
yeah, you know, I like it. You know, where if they need me to be the three, that's good. Four, I bring a lot of mismatch, and five also. But I think I also, you know, on defense, I match the toughness that they need inside. And, you know, I think that just showed, you know, with the big guys that we had that I had to play against last year. So, yeah, I mean, I'm willing to play whatever position they need me to.
Coach McCaffrey talked a lot about consistency. He actually described you as a model of consistency.
Yeah.
What do you feel goes into being that consistent player that provides the same effort night in and night out?
You know, that's great that you said about me. That's, you know, that's the type of thing that I always thought I brought to the team that, you know, sometimes some other people don't, is just, you know, bringing the same hustle at night in, night out, and bringing it, you know, being consistent with the shots and offensive and being defensive. You know, that type of consistency can help a team in the long run. And I think just having, you know, a player like me do that, you know, just, you know, excites me, gets me more excited to, you know, play and help this team out even more. So,
are you noticing more of your teammates kind of elevating themselves into that similar role?
Yeah, I think, you know, we got a lot of guys, you know, that they're consistent at times, but they're not there yet. I think, you know, you got a lot of guys that work hard, but, you know, sometimes there's a little, you know, two day, you know, like a day or something where they don't bring it. But, you know, those guys are definitely, you know, getting in the flow of it. What we need to be as a winning program is, you know, we have to be consistent. We have to be hardworking every day and, you know, and bring a type of defense that we need to every night to win Big Ten games and games. So,
you had the opportunity late in the summer to go over to Estonia and play summer basketball out there. What did you take away from that experience that you feel could benefit you now going into the season?
I think just learning that not to be a, you know, to be more creative, like, you know, different moves, stuff like that. And I think just with the type of players that I played with over there and the type of players that I played against, that, you know, there's, you know, teams are going to figure out what you're going to do. And, you know, it's a lot more physical than, you know, you expect, like maybe a Big Ten game. And, you know, sometimes the fouls won't go your way. But, you know, I learned a lot. I learned how you need to be a little bit creative in your moves and the type of offense you need to do. And also on defense, you know, sometimes things are going to go your way. You just got to keep battling through it. So,
now, last season you entered the starting lineup and then you never left it.
Yeah.
This season, what has to happen for you in order to stay in that rotation, if you will, as a guy that is going to be out there on the court when the game starts?
Just be consistent, play hard, make baskets when the opportunity presents itself, and just, you know, be a team leader and, you know, get these guys together and realize that we need to be a team to win in the long run.